Welcome, everyone, to the NFL show Picks Against the Spread. I'm Cav Manning from the Lingus Mafia podcast, and I'm flying solo today because Mr. Billy Body, well, we could all bring flowers to his funeral because the man has the fucking plague. He does have COVID, in fact, and it was a miracle he got the wrestling show out for you people who actually listen to that show. And I wasn't on that this week because I was in Chicago, so I hadn't seen anything that happened in that show. So he had his guest, Disco Inferno from WCW, as his co-host. And he did a few things on that show if you wanted to listen back, but he was suffering during that and he barely got through it. That's why it was late to come out. So I will be going through everything on our Pick'em show. And as well, at the end, I will give you the locks. Billy will have sent his in and I will read them to you and tell you who to pick, what to do, and make some money this week. This last week wasn't the greatest when it came to making bets. I had a great parlay of seven fucking teams that I went with, and it was just to flat out win. That's all. I just needed them to win the game. And what happened? Well, you know what happened. The fucking Rams lost. The one that was the guarantee was the Rams. And of course, they lost for all of us. So that was an issue. I was going to, I did take the Jets with the points in that game, but not when it came to the parlay. I would have rather just, you know, had the Rams win flat out, but just not by, you know, too much. But they didn't even win the fucking game. So I'm going to give you a lot of little tidbits this week when it comes down to who you should pick and why you should pick certain games, because there's a lot of playoff implications. We have 2 weeks left in football in the regular season, and then it is playoff time. So I will give you the rundown on who, what, and why. And let's get started, first of all. And this is the Friday game. Comes out tomorrow, of course, if you're listening on a Thursday. So this is Minnesota, who is 6-8, who pretty much ruined their playoff hopes, unless just everyone fucking loses from now. That's their playoff, their way to the playoffs, their path. Lose, everyone fucking lose, but it's not going to happen. Minnesota, they fucked themselves last week. And my Chicago Bears are still alive going to the playoffs. I first wanted them to start losing every goddamn game because I want the GM and the coach fired. Now they start winning every game and it keeps getting close. You go, well, now maybe you can keep winning. This is fine. You can get into the playoffs. Who knows what happens, as you saw with the Eagles 2 years ago or three. When they, okay, all of a sudden they're fucking good. Oh, okay, they go on a run. You don't ever know what happens. All of a sudden, new offensive coordinator, Mitch could throw a fucking ball. I don't know what happened. So, going into this, Minnesota is 6-8. And you have New Orleans, who is 10-4. Now, this is the problem because New Orleans needs this game badly. They're behind the Packers by a game, which kind of makes it two games because they lost head-to-head with them. So, Green Bay is 11-3. And you have New Orleans at 10-4. So Green Bay has something to still play for as well, because Seattle can still take over the number one spot as well. So in this game, New Orleans is -7. Will they beat Minnesota by more than a touchdown? Anytime these games are that 7-point spread, I fucking can't stand it. Either give me 6.5 or give me the 7.5. I am not comfortable when it comes to just that flat 7, because a lot of times you will always see they'll be winning by 14. And, oh, there's 2 minutes left. Well, they can't beat us by a score. Let's all back the fuck up. Let's all just back up and let everyone score, because who cares? And then it comes down to onside kick. Bunch of bullshit here. I would still expect New Orleans to win this by more than 7 if I had to bet it. I would not be going out of my way to get to this game. Not at all. So for New Orleans, they can clinch the NFC South division title with New Orleans winning or Tampa Bay losing, or New Orleans tying and Tampa Bay tying. That's last one's not happening. So they will most likely win this division this week, and that will be tomorrow's game. On to Saturday. You have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, speaking of. They are 9-5 going into Detroit, who we have Stafford always banged up. That team is done. They are not looking to do anything. In fact, they are eliminated from the playoffs already. And like I said, Minnesota is not officially eliminated, but needs everyone in the world to fucking lose. So Detroit's doing what Detroit does, rebuilding since 1956. And they will just sit there and go through, you know, the motions and say, oh, I hope I don't get fucking hurt because I have an off season to hang out and do nothing because I am with Detroit and I don't make the playoffs. So that's what they'll be doing. And they'll be dealing with Tampa, who is trying to get their shit together. You never know what's going on each week when it comes to Tampa Bay. You would think they are going to get this going and get the connections going with Antonio Brown and Tom. And at times you see flashes, but for the most part, it's been pretty pedestrian, I think. Tampa Bay's path is as such. They can clinch the playoffs, which we pretty much know they're going to the playoffs, unless they completely just fall apart here. Tampa Bay gets to the playoffs by just getting a win or a tie, or Chicago loses or gets a tie because Chicago beat them earlier in the year. So head-to-head, they would get the go-ahead. Chicago would over Tampa Bay because they actually beat the shit out of them. Tampa is favored here by 10. It sounds like a lot. They are in Detroit, and I actually would be comfortable by taking Tampa Bay and the 10, giving the 10 up here. It is one of those where they'll get up by a certain amount and get a little comfortable, but as I said, Detroit is done. They are giving up. They are looking to not get hurt, so I would not put any stock in them doing anything, and most likely, Stafford is not going to be on this team next year. I think he will probably end up with New England, to tell you the truth. And he'll probably do fucking fantastic over there. He's still got a lot of gas in his tank. I would take him on my team. He has just had shit to deal with for an entire career, so he deserves better. Going on to the next game. It is San Francisco, who has no home. As you well know, they are 5-9. And yes, they are eliminated already. I don't know about already. There's 2 weeks left and you're 5-9. What the fuck do you expect? They're going into their own home because they are playing in Arizona for the rest of their year. And Arizona is 8-6. Arizona is giving the 49ers 5. Arizona's had the 49ers number for quite some time, but San Francisco might be getting Kittle back, which will help. God knows what the fuck is going on with Jimmy G still. And it looks like C.J. Beathard is going to be the quarterback and not Mullins for the 49ers, which means that offense is going to have a big fucking problem, a very big problem. I would take Arizona minus the 5 here. And what we have when it comes to Arizona's playoffs is Arizona needs to can clinch a playoff berth with them winning and Chicago losing or getting a tie. Or Arizona tie and Chicago loss. So this is going to go down probably to the very last week when it comes to that last place in the seedings. That is Arizona and Chicago. Chicago is one behind them. So if Arizona loses any game and Chicago runs out these two games, that means the Bears will be in the playoffs and Chicago and Arizona will be looking from the outside, looking in. Bears path I will get to once we jump into the Sunday's game. I would take, like I said, Arizona here. But division games are a little tough. The 49er defense is not a pushover. That might be something to look to, but I would take this and give the 5 to San Francisco. Miami, they're 9-5, and they're going into good old Vegas, who has just continued to blow their playoff chance. Who's their playoff chance? Over and over again, losing to LA, as I like to say, San Diego, the other week. And they barely beat the Jets last second throw. That would have been even worse. So Vegas is still alive, however. And Miami right now has that seventh spot. So they need to keep winning this. Vegas needs to win as well. So this is not a who cares game for either of them. This is going to matter both for both teams. Baltimore is making a push late. They're one out. They actually have the same record, but by tiebreaker, they are on the outside looking in. So looking to what it would take is Miami just got to keep on winning when it comes down to it. Miami has the harder path because they need to win out with their rough schedule because Baltimore has the cupcake schedule and they're right behind them. So the Raiders, however, need to win out and need a lot of help at the same time because they screwed themselves. So that's what you're looking at is the Raiders still having a RCH of a chance to get in. And Miami controlling their own fate when it comes down to it. Problem is going to be, does Buffalo rest? And that gives them a help. Otherwise, this game is -3 for Miami. I take Miami to win this flat out. And you know what? It is probably best to give up that 3 because we're going to have Marcus Mariota playing. And it will not be Derek Carr. Mariota did not look too bad this last week when they played against the Chargers. So it's not like he's some schmuck off the street. He might have a new life to him and might be a little better than he was in Tennessee, as you all saw. So I would, though, take Miami when it comes down to this. We will have Billy's opinion at the very end of the show. He will be calling in and you will hear him from his fucking deathbed and give a couple of his picks and explain a couple things. So that will be something to listen to because wait till you hear how he sounds. Sunday, here we go, real football. I do not know why they are starting to play on Friday because they're like, oh, no more Thursday game this year. Well, why are you fucking playing on Friday? There's no fucking reason to play on Friday at all. So we are now going to have 4 days of football in a row. And hopefully it doesn't turn into more in a row because that would mean somebody got the fucking plague. Now you have Chicago, who is 7-7 going into the sweepstakes ridden Jacksonville Jaguars, who are now all set and ready to get Trevor Lawrence with their first pick in the draft because the Jets can't even tank correctly. People always think, oh, how come they didn't tank? You know, they should do this. Well, these players don't give a fuck about being drafted. Their jobs are on the line. If they are out there sucking, guess who's not going to be on that team next year? They'll be taken out of there. And you go, well, I don't want this guy. He's part of the reason we lost. It's not like he goes, oh, I'll let this guy catch a touchdown over me just so we look like shit. No, it's going to hurt his money. So everyone is fighting for their lives. The coaches are busting their ass. Does not mean that the GMs and the owners aren't hoping they fucking lose. And I don't buy that those owners or GMs are telling coaches, I want you to play the third string guy so we lose. Because they're still going to get shit. The coaches are still going to fucking look like they're fucking losing. So don't buy any of that shit. Chicago, like I said before, they need to win out. They need to run the table. And they need Arizona to lose one of the final two games now that they have. And they're going, like I said, against Jacksonville, who is 1-13. They are a scrappy team. They have fought, and they will be playing most likely, I would believe it's going to be Glennon again. I don't know what's up with Minshew. Minshew should have been on the Bears in the first place. They decided to, they were talking to him for a while when it was draft time, and then they just passed on him and took somebody who is not even in the fucking league anymore at a six-rounder. So Jacksonville, knowing Glennon, Glennon was a Bear for a year, although he played, I think, 3.5 games. So Chicago is giving up 7.5 points. They have looked better. They have put up points. I would give up that 7.5, even though the Bears are rough when it comes to points scoring at all. But the last couple weeks, they seem to figure things out with their offensive line. They are running the ball, which is a miracle. It's because Nagy has given up the play calling, and Bill Lazor has taken over those calls, and he seems to know what he is doing a little bit better than Nagy does. They're rolling Mitch out of the pocket, which is way more comfortable than when he just stands in the pocket. He has zero accuracy. Him on the run, for some reason, he could fucking connect with people. It is most odd thing. And end of the season, when Billy and I run down off-season things, I'll have a lot that I could give you information about. But as for pick'ems, I will be going with Chicago, giving up that 7.5. Atlanta! They're 4-10. You know what? They're eliminated from the playoffs, just in case you were wondering if they can get in. And they're going against the team that should win the Super Bowl this year. That is the Kansas City Chiefs. However, the Chiefs are only giving up 10.5. Now, you say only. Well, 10.5 is a lot, yes. But it's Atlanta against Kansas City. Atlanta has been tougher. They have done better. They are choke artists, so they should probably do better if they're losing. Because when they're ahead, they got fucking issues. Let me see what it comes down to. Now, they've clinched the division title, of course, Kansas City. Now, Kansas City can clinch a first-round bye with Kansas City winning or tying. All they have to do is win, and they're done. There's one game after this. They could sit everybody down, and they're fine. If Pittsburgh loses or ties, then they can get the bye as well. If Buffalo loses or ties, or Kansas City clinches strength of victory tiebreaker over Pittsburgh and Buffalo, and clinches the last tie in strength of victory tiebreaker over another club. That's how this is all written out. So basically, win the fucking game, and they are locked up for first place. So only giving 10.5 points, you think it would be more? That is iffy, because things do end on 10 points. So they would have to probably, you know, win this by 12 or 13, and you will get your money. But I will, if I have to. I'm not jumping up and down to take it immediately. However, I would take the Chiefs. Cleveland, 10-4, a very quiet 10-4. Probably because they've barely snuck out some wins against trash at times and looked ugly doing some wins. And then they've had some pretty wins, but they have not been consistent with dominance. They win the game, but it's not a pretty win. So they're going into the Jets, which, do we need to even fucking mention? They're 1-13, and as we said, they fucked their playoff chances out. Now, Cleveland is only giving up 9.5 points. And they're in a logjam of the 10-4. You have Tennessee 10-4. You have Indianapolis at 10-4. They're trying to catch Pittsburgh for their division. Now, Pittsburgh has clinched the playoff berth, but they have not clinched their division yet because this could come down to the last week. And for all the years that Cleveland has been the punching bag, now Pittsburgh falling apart a little bit at the end, which is go undefeated that long and then fall apart at the end like that. They can get a real good measure of revenge, Cleveland can. And I'm really hoping this comes down to the last game of the year. Cleveland right now is in the fifth spot. So Cleveland can clinch a playoff berth. They are not officially in the playoff. If they lost the last two games, other people win, they would be out. However, Cleveland can clinch the playoff berth by Cleveland winning plus Baltimore losing, Cleveland winning plus Miami losing, Cleveland winning plus Indy losing, a Cleveland tie, Baltimore loss, Cleveland tie, Miami loss. So when it comes down to it, Cleveland just keep on winning. I have no doubt that they will be in the playoffs after this is all said and done. And like I said, 9.5 points with the Jets. I would take Cleveland here to beat the Jets by, see, this is what I like, that half where it's the nine. If it was 10.5, I'd have a fucking issue. 9.5, I will be taking Cleveland. And that actually is one of my better bets of the week, I think, which I will have to put a mark next to because I might be going back to that one. Indianapolis, who is 10-4, is going into the before-mentioned Pittsburgh Steelers, who are 11-3. This should be one of the games of the week. Indy's only giving up 1.5 here. Juju Smith-Schuster has told people he will not be dancing on the logos of the teams before the games anymore to help his team because everybody get superstitious. Like, this is really matters. If you dance on the fucking logo, you're going to lose. But it hasn't helped him 3 weeks in a row now with them losing. So, Indy being 10-4, we will see. Let's see. What is their... Now, Pittsburgh can clinch the division title by winning. They need to win. Or they need Cleveland to lose. They both lose, and we have Pittsburgh as the champion. Pittsburgh tying and Cleveland tying as well. So Pittsburgh can control its own destiny when it comes to getting in here. I will be hoping for Indianapolis to win this just because I want this to come down to that last week and have a good game with Cleveland and Pittsburgh. Only 1.5. Indy got a tough defense. Pittsburgh is at home. However, I will take Indianapolis. Indianapolis can clinch a playoff berth by a win plus a Baltimore loss or tie. Indy win plus Miami loss or tie. Indy tie, Baltimore loss. Indy tie, Miami loss. That is your Indianapolis path. The Giants, 5-9. Going to Baltimore, 9-5. Baltimore has been on a bit of a tear lately, and they're favored by 10.5. Now, you got to ask yourself which Baltimore is showing up to this game. That's the interesting part for Baltimore. Baltimore needs to keep winning. As we said, they are on the outside looking in at 9-5, where Miami can control its own destiny by winning out. So, both of those teams, Miami and Baltimore, they just got to keep winning if they want to. Miami's playing defense at this point. It's just keep on. Their best offense is just keep on winning, and there's their defense. They're pushing back Baltimore by continuing to win. I would say 10.5 scares me. I really wouldn't go crazy with this. Obviously, Baltimore's going to win this game. I'm not jumping up and down when it comes to this points. I would stay away from it. if you do the whole, well, I'm forced to make a pick, I will take Baltimore and give up that 10.5. I am not. I would suggest to stay away from that one. So we will just then move on to the next round. We have Cincinnati, who's 3-10-1. They haven't looked, they haven't completely thrown in the towel since Burrow got hurt. As we know, they won last week, beating Pittsburgh, of all things. I'm at the airport, and I wanted to bet on that game. And I was like, well, let's see what this is at. I believe it was 13.5 at one point. And I was like, well, or if it was 14, something like that, where I'm like, I wanted to get it with the hook. I did not want to get it on a full 14 or something. I didn't trust it. And I looked at it, and I said, no, I'm not betting on this. No, thank you. And so when I land, I take a look at the score and I go, I just see that one team won by 10. And I go, ah, see, I knew it. I knew they would do this not by 14. And then I looked a second time and I said, oh, fuck, it was the other team that won. I thought it was Pittsburgh at first that won only by 10. So, yeah, that one was a bit of a surprise, I think, to everybody. I don't think many people would have taken Cincy to especially win. With the points, I could have seen, but it's rough with the backup in and everything like that. So Cincinnati, 3-10-1, are going into the Texans. Now, obviously, this is all betting purposes because both of those teams are clearly done and out. The Texans are giving up 7.5. That's, like I said, I would prefer it to be on the halves than on the solids because, oh God, neither team has looked well. They look pretty bad. Obviously, Cincinnati just with the win last week, but overall, obviously, 10 losses. I would go with Texans here. I wouldn't go crazy on this. If it moves down a little further, I would love this at 6.5. 7.5 does scare me. So there's your thoughts on that one. Denver, 5-9 going against the Chargers, who are 5-9. Denver's got that good defense. The Chargers are finally got a division win. They didn't have a division win this whole year. And they're only -3 here. I do like the Chargers here. 3 sounds about right, too. It sounds like they would win by 3. I don't trust the coaching for the Chargers at all. But maybe the win last week does something for the Chargers with they finally got over the hump and they beat a team that was not trash, even though they've fallen off the Raiders. Raiders, who are the only team to beat the fucking Chiefs. That's unbelievable. The Chiefs could be undefeated if it wasn't for the Raiders there. So I would take the Chargers, give up the 3, go for it. They're at semi, if you want to call it home, they're at home. Carolina, 4-10. Going into Washington, who is 6-8. Ron Rivera, former coach of those Carolina Panthers who are coming into town. So he does know a little bit about them. Obviously, they do not have all the parts that they had before when he was there. Some key things missing, of course, like their quarterback, Cam. So on here, they do not have a point spread up yet. Let me take a look and see if they've updated it since I'm looking at the show. I would think with that being the case, that means this is going to be 1 point or a pick 'em come time. Now, I would take Washington flat out to win this game. Not sure if Alex is playing or not in this game, so I will have a look at that as well. Here it is. It is 3 points for Washington being given up. So Washington is favored and it's by 3. Now there's been a lot this year when it comes to which team is showing up. And, when they do the matchup predictor, Washington is predicted to win by 53.1% of people are picking this. Alex Smith, we do not know. Let me see. Injury report. Alex Smith is questionable. So we don't know if he's playing. If Alex is playing, I would say you should take that bet. If you get Haskins playing, I still don't trust him to do much when it comes to leading a team. That might have been a wrong pick. So on to the next. Philly 4-9-1 going into Dallas, who is 5-9. Out of my buddies on the Lingus Mafia podcast, I am the one who picked Dallas in this. And I did not see a point spread or anything. I just think Dallas is the better team that would win this game. Philadelphia is favored here, and they're favored by 2.5 points. I'm taking Dallas flat out to win this game. It's in Dallas. There are fans in Dallas. I mean, listen, what the fuck do I know, right? When it comes down to this, I would take the points away and just bet Dallas flat out to win. It's more money that you're getting without the points. If you want to do on the safe side, you take the 2.5. I think Dallas is just better. They will fucking win this game. That's all I will say. And maybe I'll even put my money where my mouth is when it comes down to it and roll the fucking dice on putting that high for me. Dallas needs Dak. That's pretty much, we've known this all year. However, before Dak got hurt, they did put up points. They were not a winning team, though. They were not. It was, people were talking about what the fuck is wrong with Dallas when Dak was there. But they were still putting up, they put up 50-something. Wasn't it 50 when they did the Atlanta game? So they were putting up points, which a lot of people, one of the cohorts of my show, Rob Jeremy, he fucking said, he's a Dallas guy, and he said he was not sold on Dak until he got hurt. And then he said, now I see why people think Dak is useful here. He has seen what it's like without him. So I would take Dallas flat out. Let's see. We have the Rams, who are 9-5, who have fucked themselves. Like, oh, they completely fucking ruined what they were going for from losing last week against the Jets. And now they could have been in a tie with Seattle, who is 10-4. So it's 9-5 versus 10-4. Seattle's only giving up 1 point in here. Obviously, I think the Rams have something to prove after being that. I mean, got to be fucking embarrassed after that last week. Seattle needs to keep winning if they want to have their first place for the bye. And as I mentioned earlier, to go over that again, Seattle can clinch the title of their division just by winning this game. Now, and you know what? To go back for you with the Washington, I forget. Let me back up a little bit for you, because Washington can clinch the NFC East title by winning and having the Giants lose or tie, or tying and having the Giants lose and Philly and Dallas tying. So that is the funny part, that, yeah, those people are still in contention, those people. And when I say that, I refer to the fucking East, that garbage fucking pile. So when I'm looking at this game with the Rams right now are currently fifth place overall to be in the playoffs. As I said, Seattle is third, and they're tied kind of. They're second, third, because they're tied with New Orleans. And if they keep winning, Green Bay then definitely needs to keep winning as well to keep their own spot. Green Bay will handle their own destiny. But for me, I need Green Bay to sit down the 17th week. However, at the same time, do I give a fuck? Because what the fuck are the Bears going to do in the playoffs? So, let's see. The Chargers can clinch a playoff berth by winning or Chicago losing or tying, or Arizona win or tie. That then knocks Chicago away, so they would be safe and not worry about Chicago climbing all the way up. But the Rams would have to really fall apart. But they lost to the fucking... they lost to the Jets, so it's not out of the realm. I would take Seattle in this. They have a higher stake. If they're trying to get that bye, I guess you would say, maybe that's a lie, saying they have a higher stake. And it really is the Rams that have a higher stake, because after losing last week and fighting to stay in the playoffs, Seattle is in. I mean, they're fucking done. They've clinched a playoff berth. They just do not have their division, and they can get it by winning. So they're in. If they didn't do shit the rest of the time, they're still in the playoffs. So I would take Seattle minus the one. Tennessee, 10-4, going into Green Bay, 11-3. Now, for Green Bay to clinch the first round bye, they need to win and have Seattle lose or tie. Or Green Bay needs to win, New Orleans loss or tie, Seattle loss or tie, as long as both New Orleans and Seattle don't tie. So if they both tie at the same time, they don't clinch. Jesus Christ. Let's see what's going on with Tennessee. Tennessee is slotted fourth, being 10-4 in the AFC. Now, Tennessee can clinch the playoff. They're not even clinched yet, and they're fourth. They can clinch the playoff berth with a win. All I got to do is flat out win. Or Miami loses, or Baltimore loses, or Tennessee ties and Baltimore ties. So controlling their own destiny. And this is -3.5 for Green Bay. Green Bay is at home. I think Derrick Henry is going to run like a motherfucker all over them. However, how do you stop Derrick Henry from running? It is very simple. If you are the Green Bay Packers, you put up the fucking points with Rodgers. You're throwing the ball and you're scoring quickly. You get that lead, they cannot run the ball. They will have to throw the ball. So that is the only way. If this is a grind them game, Tennessee could really do some fucking damage to Green Bay. However, 3.5, I would take Green Bay when it comes to that. Time to go to the last game of the week.
He could go all the way.
It is Monday, and that means it is Buffalo, 11-3, going into New England, who is 6-8. Buffalo is giving up 7. Buffalo coming off of having the division title. And for the first time, we have New England out of the playoffs since, I believe it's 2007, possibly. That they have been out of the playoffs. They could rest. Belichick won't even know what to do with himself here. Let's see what is here for Buffalo. Buffalo is, let's see, they are slotted second. They cannot get that bye. They could just hold on to their second place and fend off Pittsburgh. So they do need to win. Not need, but for themselves, they would like to win to keep that spot so they don't give it up to Pittsburgh. I would take Buffalo to win in this game. And you know what? I think they're going to try to make a statement here. I think I would love it at 6.5. I'll take it at 7. I'm not going crazy, but that's what I'll be doing on there. So let's get to Mr. Billy Body and his thoughts and our locks of the week. All right, so we got Mr. Billy on the phone to give us a couple tidbits and his thoughts on the rundown for the week. from your deathbed, Billy, what is some of the games that are standing out to you and your thoughts on a few things?
I think, like, people would want to play the standalones. That's what people like to play, where you have games that standalone that are on by themselves. So when you're looking at the Viking Saints game, Bucks Detroit, and 49er Cardinals, Miami and Raiders, mm-hmm. as opposed to all of these 6 o'clock games, which are what time for you guys? 10 a.m.
Yeah, it starts at 10 a.m. California.
Yeah, exactly. So there's always particular interest in those games, and the thing about those games is obviously by week 16 that's intentional. The Bucks are trying to secure playoff football. Vikings have a slim chance. Saints has got slim chance of number one. Arizona Cardinals are trying to like get through to the playoffs still. So there's something in all those games.
Well, the Vikings got a really fucking. I went through how it's pretty much it's done for the Vikings. They fucked themselves good from last week. Yeah.
Yeah, they should not have lost that game last week. But the Bears are still playing, so mm-hmm. so that's a weird one as well. How they've come out and started playing the last few weeks. But I think the Saints beat the Vikings up easily. Mm-hmm. I don't think that one's going to be much of an issue. The Bucks covering 9 is quite high.
Mine's at 10 actually.
Really?
Yeah. The New Orleans is 7.
Right. I got 6.5 here.
Okay.
I got 4.5 for the Cardinals. What have you got?
The Cardinals here, I have 5. And you know what's funny is I had said in the show, I said, I hate when it lands on like a 7 because I could see it being done at 7 because people could be up 14 and they all back up. And I made a big deal about that. And you have it at what, 6.5 you said for New Orleans?
Yeah, I never play 7. Yeah. I always buy down to 6.5, but I'm not buying anything here. So, mm-hmm. so out of those standalone games, I would try and give the Bucks and the Lions a miss. I think that one may go over the total because I don't believe in this Bucks defense. I think that mm-hmm. it's been good on paper and it's had some good games, and obviously the personnel is good, but the performances have not lived up to the hype like as of late. Mm-hmm. But as for the Saints cover here. After losing to Dallas the way the 49ers did, I don't know how they're going to handle Kyler Murray. I don't know why they would care. I don't know how Cardinals don't win this by more than a touchdown. And this is only 4.5 for me.
And third string is playing for the 49ers.
Are they really? That's not reflected in the line at all.
Yeah, the C.J. Beathard should be starting. Because they don't know if the other one, Mullen, needs fucking Tommy John surgery.
Okay, so just the third string quarterback, not third string players in general.
No, just the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, I missed out. I'm so sick. I missed out on a college game I had circled. I heard something about Houston today in college having 15, 20 players available for the whole game. And Hawaii were getting 7 points. And Hawaii are killing them outright, 21-0, and they were 7-point underdogs, and I've missed the fucking game.
Ugh.
Just slept through it completely. So that was a shame, because I had that like all circled out. But yeah, I think in this instance, the best play out of those would be then the Cardinals. But even here, like, how do the Dolphins are on the verge of the playoffs? How does Mariota and the Raiders win that game either?
Yeah.
So these are all chalky. Where I'm taking the teams that need to win to win and do what they need to do. Elsewhere, like as we move down the card to Sunday, there's a lot of like unimportant games. Like Chiefs are going to win and keep staying as the number one seed. Do you want to take 10.5 against the Falcons? I don't really want to. Mm-hmm. I may tease that into something and take it down to like 4.5 or 3.5. We'll take a 7-point teaser. The Bears should win.
Yeah.
Obviously, but whether they cover 7.5, this one you may like to buy the points down. I think this will be low scoring. I don't think this total of 47 is quite high. There's a lot of like it's irrelevant games here as well, like Bengals Texans, mm-hmm. Panthers. Washington Panthers is not an irrelevant game.
No, because that's what's funny is I did this game and then after I moved past it, I was like, let me go back to that because I forget that this trash division. The Washington Redskins, as I call them, they could still win this fucking division. So I went back to talk about that. Also, like Denver and the Chargers, that's a trash game. No need for that either. But then you have some stuff like the Rams and Seattle, who the Rams completely fucked themselves, where they could have been in contention to win this division and even get a fucking round one to fucking bye, but they fucked themselves.
It's a really difficult like call here because Washington now don't have Alex Smith, and they didn't look the
questionable.
Same last week.
Questionable for this game, yeah.
This is a pick'em game, and if Washington win this game, they win the NFC East on Sunday, as long as the Ravens beat the Giants, which they will. So
they're favored by 3 for me, Washington.
Are you sure?
Yeah. You know what? And I didn't have it on here, and I said, let me go back and look. Maybe they changed it since we've been talking, and it was at 3.
Are you looking at that other website or a book?
I'm looking at ESPN. That's where I always get the fucking numbers from, yeah.
So I'm looking at a book, which is more updated. So possibly that has been updated for some information that's leaked while I've been asleep in the last few hours. Mm. Where else? I mean, Browns beat Jets. Steelers at home to Colts. I think this team may not win another game. And if I'm right in saying that, does that mean that the Steelers would start as the 5 seeds or the 6 or the 5 seeds, I think?
I will go right there to look. Because Pittsburgh, they have clinched playoffs. So they could go to the fucking, let's see, 9, 10, 11. Yeah, they could end up like the fucking last one because Miami needs to keep winning. And they got a harder road, though. They got a pretty hard road. So I would think but Baltimore has a fucking easy road. And they're at 9-5 looking in. Baltimore keeps winning. They fuck over Pittsburgh.
Well, Browns, too. Browns, yeah. Browns are ahead, right? Browns are ahead of
Baltimore. No, they're ahead of Baltimore. If Pittsburgh wins this, they win their division. If they do not and Cleveland wins, then I'm hoping for this. I want Cleveland versus Pittsburgh and Cleveland to finally get their fucking revenge on Pittsburgh.
Oh, Cleveland are going to win this division. I picked Cleveland to win this division a couple of weeks ago. But that was when I thought they would beat Ravens. And I thought that was dead because at the time when I picked that was 8-1. I was not counting on the Steelers losing to the Bengals. I figured that everybody, you know, just keeps winning.
Yeah.
And the Steelers get to lose to the Colts and then lose the final game against the Browns. We're exactly where I wanted to be anyway, without the Browns winning because of that Bengals loss. We're just getting a different price. At these 3-1 odds now, if you're giving me 3-1 here for the Browns to win this week against the Jets, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Steelers to lose to the Colts. So that's just 2 games this week. Because this is only a three selection parlay. Right, because the next week's game they're playing each other.
Mm-hmm.
So coming out of this week, it's very, very feasible that the Colts beat the Steelers, the Browns beat the Jets, and then next week the Browns beat the Steelers, and that's all you need. And you're getting 3-1 here on this.
Mm.
So for me, like that's a really good bet. And even here, like coinciding with that same game, the Colts are still underdogs to win their division. But the Tennessee Titans are going into Green Bay, where they're 3-point underdogs. I'm worried about this game. I'm glad that the Kansas City Chiefs did us that favor last week, because this is a team that do everything that we can't stop.
And I had mentioned that. I said, my thought was, how do you stop Derrick Henry from running? You have Rodgers throw a lot of touchdowns, and then they have to stop running because they will not have time. They have to then abandon the run. That's my thought.
Yeah, and that's going to have to be it, and we're going to have to, like, expose. I mean, if they have a weakness, it's their defense, and they concede too many points.
Mm-hmm.
The Seahawks and Rams is a huge decider of the division on Sunday as well.
Seahawks could still get the number one fucking spot.
They need a lot to happen.
Let me see. I'll go right there. Let's see. Playoff picture. And let's go to the
I think the Packers just need to win one of the last two to get number one, as far as my maths goes.
Yeah, it's for Green Bay to clinch, it's Green Bay win plus Seattle loss or the tie. The other alternatives, Green Bay ties, New Orleans loss or a tie, Seattle loss or a tie, as long as they both don't fucking tie. Okay.
So hold on, what if Seattle win out and we lose one?
Then I believe, you know what? They don't have it here because they only have for Seattle, like this is every week's scenario. So this is Seattle can clinch the division by just winning. Let's see.
It's getting to that point of the year where you like it's more about the placements as opposed to the actual games and spreads. Like I'm not going to do too many spreads this week. Mm-hmm. I'll be looking to maybe parlay in teams that are going to win that need to win badly.
Yeah, I mean, as far as I know though, too, is if Green Bay wins this week in New Orleans. Or if they just win this week, then it's like they could sit down people, which means the Bears then get into the fucking playoffs. But I find it to be a bad idea if you sit. You are off for a week after that. Do you really need 2 weeks off? That fucking hurts. So
who's got the tiebreaker if we're level with Seattle? So say we do lose this game to the Titans, but we beat the Bears and they win out. Who's got the tiebreaker?
They don't have that here, but they just say, here's the problem is they say Green Bay win plus a Seattle loss, then they clinch it. So I think it's fucking can come down to that week 17 because it might be everyone has to win out and you're safe still if you win. If you lose, I think then it's the iffy scenario. They don't have that. I'll type it in and look for it while you talk.
I know. We've got a tiebreaker over the Saints because when we were level with them, we were the number one seed. I don't think that I can't remember playing Seattle this year. I don't think we have. No, we haven't. We played them last year, but we haven't played them this year. I think it goes down to. I don't think it goes immediately down to strength of schedule. But where I'm looking, it doesn't have your record in your own division here either.
It says best possible finish is the number one seed, but not likely, but possible. The easiest way would be if the Seahawks finish 12-4 and the Packers do some losing and the Saints. They would have to probably lose the next two to do it because then it's that who have you lost to in the NFC type of shit.
Yeah, because I'm not like I haven't really prepared too much, but like that's the thing. Like it's I heard that we would just need to win one game.
Yeah,
I think conference record comes before strength of schedule.
And I think
their conference record is 7-3, and our conference record is 9-2. And losing to the Titans doesn't affect our conference record. So that's why I'm pretty sure that as long as it goes in the order of us losing to Titans, winning against Bears, that we still get number one. That was how I thought it worked.
Yeah, it was because they could sit everybody down. If they win this week, they could sit everybody down.
That would not be right though, because Bears affects our conference record. Titans don't affect our conference record.
Yeah, but who have you lost to
in the conference
at all? Who have you lost to?
We have three losses. Yeah. We lost to Tampa Bay in this conference.
Okay.
We lost to the Vikings in this conference. That's our two conference losses. But Seattle have got three of them, so it's not a big concern. I'm trying to think of who our outside of the conference loss was to. I just can't think of it right now. I think it was the Colts out on the road. Yeah, it was the Colts. They're the three teams we've lost to. And coming into the season, like I'd had two of those losses circled anyway.
Yeah.
Plus us losing at New Orleans. So to be honest, like this team are performing a couple of the games better than I had them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Than I had them performing this season. But I mean, that's not to like to celebrate how well I've done with my picks this year, because I had the 49ers winning about six or seven more games than this. So
sure, but, I mean yeah, if everybody was healthy, they probably would have. So
what did you do? What did you do? Oh, in the last game, I think that fucking the Bills will not want to pass up the opportunity to come into like New England and just fucking destroy them. I think they'll enjoy. I think after all these years, they'll seek the enjoyment out of this. I think they'll run the score up as well. And it's only 6.5 points.
See, it's 7 for me. See, that kills me. Fucking 7s.
You can buy down, aren't you?
Yeah, I can get down there, but I like to just whatever it says. So, okay, now give me your lock of the week. Mm. You like that?
You with the soundboard.
Good shit, man.
I only come on and done 10 minutes talking. My mouth is completely fucking dried out with the shit just from doing that much talking. Jeez. Let me get some water before I start coughing.
Okay.
Do yours first.
All right. Mine, as I talked about earlier on the show, I am going to go with Cleveland giving up 9.5 points to the Jets. I like that one. And my apparently underdog pick of the week is going to be Dallas to beat Philadelphia. I suggested to everybody, don't even take the 2.5. I think Dallas is going to flat out just fucking win this game. I can't believe they're the underdog, to tell you the truth. So,
you know what's crazy, actually? Dallas win this division by winning out.
Who do they have last, then?
I think they finish against the Giants.
Oh, they could fucking do this. I mean, they probably need a little help, though, because Washington, they could fucking, if they went out, they've got it, too, so.
Yeah, well.
Because they're ahead of them.
Washington need to win one or win out. Washington need to win one because they beat Dallas twice in the head-to-heads.
There you go. So, Washington could clean it up this week against Carolina.
But if not, you would think that they would beat the Eagles anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
the Eagles are still alive as well, because the Eagles need to beat Dallas, and then if they beat Washington, providing Washington lose to the Panthers, that's why this game is so important this week. Mm-hmm. If Washington beat the Panthers, it's all done for this division. But if whoever wins out of Eagles and Cowboys is alive going into the final game, if Washington lose, Giants are still alive because they've got 2 wins over Washington as well, regardless of their result against Baltimore. I do think Giants will cover that 10, because I think they'll really like play hard here. But I don't think they'll win. But I think that's a really interesting game, because like Carolina winning makes it really interesting, but I just don't think they will. I think they're just, this is being put out as a pick'em, because Carolina played a good second half against Green Bay, but I think you should look at that as Green Bay didn't play a second half against Carolina, as opposed to Carolina are playing really well, because we can do that. And I said we did a show last week, I said that we play down to all these kind of things. And these spreads are always fucking dangerous. Like, you don't want to take Packers to, like, this kind of spread this week of 3, and you look at this team and go, do you know what? We need to be focused, because otherwise this guy is going to run through us like a hot knife through butter. Mm-hmm. Like, this team may be awake this week and show up and actually win this game. Sometimes this team do a really good job of, like, grinding out ugly wins. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, they'll move the ball, they'll convert third downs. Like, this total, this 55, this could either be a shootout where we can't stop them and they can't stop us, or we're finding a way to restrict that running game and to field goals or whatever, and we're putting up points on our end and controlling the time of possession, because you can control the time of the possession by passing. It's harder to do, but you can do it with Aaron Rodgers, and this is a better quarterback than Tennessee have faced throughout the season. Like, this is a mobile quarterback that will cause them more problems. So I mean, it's not like this team are unbeatable, but this is the time of the season where you don't want to play Tennessee, and you don't want to play this team in the playoffs. In fact, I have a 250-pound bet down on the Chiefs to win the AFC.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not worried about any of the other teams. Just this one. Just Tennessee Titans. It doesn't matter to me whether they win, come through as divisional winners.
Scrappy
or whether
team.
Or whether they're 5, 6, or 7. Their game travels, right? That game that they have, that travels to any stadium in the country.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're in Tennessee or whether you're in fucking like Timbuktu. It doesn't make a difference. Like that guy's gonna run 6 or 7 yards a carry each time, and he's gonna get first downs, and you're not gonna be able to do anything about him.
Yeah, they almost did it last year. They almost got there.
Exactly. That's the one thing I'm worried about. So if they do come across, I would like to see someone get rid of this team before they come up against the Chiefs. But if they do end up playing the Chiefs, I will be taking a little safety on that one, a little hedge on that one, because I just don't like this team. Mm-hmm. I don't like seeing this being opposing this team at all. So yeah.
So
you want my luck? Sorry.
Yes, your luck.
I'm going to take the there's so much to like makes it difficult to pick one. I'm going to go for one of these early ones, mm-hmm. One of these standalones. I'm going to take the Cardinals -4.5.
Okay.
The only problem with this one is, and I'll ask you before I change, I know it's a divisional rivalry. Yeah. What's the real? I mean, some divisional rivalries are really fucking intense, like Chicago and Green Bay, and it's like sometimes it plays close.
Yeah,
like what's
this is? Arizona's had their number more so lately, for sure. They're talking about Kittle being back though this week. That might help, but I just think with the quarterback situation for the 49ers, I don't know if it fucking even matters. Arizona needs to keep winning too, otherwise they can get out. So,
yeah, I'm gonna stick with that. The only part that scares me is the divisional game. I'd rather not take a divisional game at this point in the season. But the mm-hmm. thing is that I can't take Seattle because I've already invested in them to win a division. So I'll already be like sitting on that. I don't want anything to do with the Packers game. Mm-hmm. I think the Bills will like run it up, but I think Belichick will not want to lose to the Bills. So we may see like some resistance, but mentality, just because you want to do something versus a team with just a much better skill set, doesn't mean you're going to be able to do it through it. It doesn't mean that he's going to be able to come up with a game plan to stop them. I know earlier on in the season, this game was a lot closer than it was supposed to be. Patriots already covered the spread, didn't they, earlier on in the season?
Mm-hmm.
I believe. Is that right?
I believe so.
Yeah. So that's the only thing that scares me. So I think I've gone for... I think I'm on the right play here with the Cardinals.
Okay, and you have a second?
Yeah, I think the secondary would be the Saints. I just don't see how. I mean, last week they were clicking right at the end, and it actually got like a little scary because they were coming. They only lost by 3, and that pushed for some people. I had Chiefs -2.5 because I buy down on 3 and I buy down on 7. And that's the lesson right there. Mm-hmm. Because they came back from nowhere and fucked people with that. I was trying to think last week there was a major... it was the week before. Sorry, I'm thinking about when the safety. That was the that
oh,
was the
God. Yeah. Running backwards the whole time, yeah.
Yeah, the safety that fucked the spread and gave it to the Ravens. But yeah, there's been some of that shit this year. But yeah, I don't know why... I don't see how the Vikings compete here. The mathematical chances of them getting through to the playoffs require Arizona to completely lose out, right? Mm-hmm. And for Bears to lose out and for just a whole load of teams to lose out.
Everybody's got to lose, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no. I think it's not like they're not going to try. And this is the whole thing of like, oh, loads of podcasts saying, oh, it's a revenge spot. It's a rivalry. You know, they're going to be motivated by this, by their coach leaving or whatever. Like these players as a team, like you need motivation, like across the board in team sports. It's not like a fucking tennis player or a boxer.
Yeah, it's not a single.
No, it's a single. Like, so there's so many variables in team sports, which can lead it to go wrong. So you can't even really factor that in. I just think you always need to just factor it in and say, everybody's going to try. because that's just what they're paid to do. Like, it's not like they're paid more to, you know, it's not like they're going to be paid more to win. I know there's, someone's going to like send us a tweet and be like, oh, they do get paid more to win. I know there's incentives and stuff, but on a per game, on a, like a per game, like they're not paid.
Yeah, they're not thinking about that.
Yeah, they're not paid if they win and not paid if they lose. They're paid either way. They're paid to do this job. So yeah, I think that, what was my point? Yeah, I think that even if they are going all out here and the Vikings give it everything they can from what we've seen this season, like they can't hang with the Saints now with Breeze is now back and clicked in. Mm-hmm. And look, they just lost to the best team in the league.
Yeah.
By three. And they were like coming back into it towards the end. So I think that this team, at least at this point, whether they maybe they've lost the one or not, they still want to make sure that they have the two spot. Because two spot still gets you home the next week, right?
Yeah, they would, like if the Bears snuck in, they'd be fucking Bears in New Orleans.
Yeah, but the two spot is still really important because it's still, there's still, I know there's a home bye in the playoffs, but mm-hmm. there's still a home game in the next phase.
Yeah, another one. Yeah.
I know you get home field the entire way, mm-hmm. but you get two home games. You get two home games as the number two. So there's no way the Saints are gonna let up and let Seattle take that.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Let me swap. Saints number one, Cardinals number two.
Okay. Saints number one, Cardinals
two. I'm talking it into making more sense to me now, you see.
And you got it at 6.5.
Yeah, I have. I'll send you a picture.
Okay, good. All right. Well, where could they all find all your picks to make money this week?
Yeah, I'm at lockbetting.com. I probably wouldn't recommend signing up to my stuff because you get charged for the whole month. So I'd wait till January the 1st. I would just probably go with our leans here and get ready in time for next week and in the playoffs. Cap, you know, like I lost in the last 9 days. I've lost for like 4 days. I've had four losing days in the last 9 days. And like a couple of them have been like heavy. A Tuesday was really heavy. I had guys leave. Like three or four guys just flat out just leave, like end their subscription. Mm-hmm. I made these people money, right?
Yeah.
For four months, every single month, like 23, 24 days a month, consistent money that they made. And the mentality is that I lost a few days. And it's like some of the days are heavy. Like Tuesday was pretty bad. I lost like four units on Tuesday, which is 400 off our P&L. Mm-hmm. But our P&L this month is so far up because these people already won £1,500 from bets that they put on the Champions League and the Europa Leagues to the futures, and they finished. And our NFL futures are about to go like 5-2 as well that we put on at the start of the season. Mm-hmm. And like the level of consistency has just been like so high. That I honestly thought to myself that, you know what, like, because you know, when I'm the one always telling them, I'm calming them down when they're all in there and people are going, oh, these are the guys that go, you're the goat. And I'm like always trying to calm it down because I know this game.
Yeah.
I know this game. You're the goat one day. You're cold as ice. Yeah. Next. And I always try and like play it down. When we had four winning weeks in the NFL, the ATS record was 18-3. I was like going, we're going to have a losing week real soon. Like, it's just impossible to go through. Now, after that start, like, somehow we're into the season. It's 10-5 for winning weeks. And I'm 10-5 in my locks because I hit Cleveland last week. And it just all, like, seems, you know, not like, like I've dropped, like, we've had some kind of, like, massive drop-off. Mm-hmm. But I want these people to go away, go and find different services, and then they'll get their real dose of reality.
Yeah.
Then while we're back to doing what we do, I just can't believe the lack of credibility that you have with people. Like you actually win constantly, mm-hmm. at like, you know, at 65-75% of the time, somewhere between those two, depending on the month. And you literally have. So I lost 4 days out of nine, and they just started like ducking out. I lost four members, top members this week.
Jesus.
And I was just like, Jesus, Merry fucking Christmas. But you know, they'll come back.
Of course they will.
The reality will set in.
Well, that is Billy. You could find all my nonsense at Lingus Mafia, and make sure get this money this weekend and make yourselves a good Christmas. So Merry Christmas, everyone. And we will talk to you next week.